Hello everyone, welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Willie Morales, and on today's show, I wanted to talk about, do you want to invest in real estate? Yes? Well, good. My opinion, just a few ways to invest. Now, for most Americans, owning a home has been a dream for years, right? But there are instances that you need to come down with 20%. Maybe you live in it for a year, then you decide you want to move out, rent it, become a landlord. But what happens if you don't have that much to put down, or 20%? So here's some ways, in my opinion, to invest, but I implore you to do your due diligence. You know, you gotta do your study. You gotta look at the market. You gotta look at the property. You gotta do all these things. This is just for educational purposes. So again, and I'm gonna keep on saying it, do your own due diligence. Anyway, so some ways to invest. In 2012, former President Barack Obama signed the Jobs Act, which allowed non-accredited investors to invest in startups, real estate, things like that. An accredited investor is someone that, if I remember correctly, has like a $1 million net worth and makes $250,000 a year, I think for consecutive years or 2 out of 3 years. That's what's considered an accredited investor. Supposedly they know what they're doing, so that's why they call them that. Non-accredited is, you know, you don't fit those criteria. So crowdfunding, which has been around for a few years now, offer as low as $500 to invest in their funds. But like I said before, unfortunately, they're online scams. So again, I just keep on going back to that words, due diligence. Now, some of the sites that I'm talking about, again, just look them up, find out what the fees are, find out what they invest in. So there's Fundrise, which I'm an investor. This way I'm transparent with you guys. I put in like $500 like three, four years ago. It's a five-year deal, and they invest in commercial properties and things like that. There's Patch of Land and Diversifund. Again, you have to pick your own. Again, I'm doing this for educational purposes, but also to be transparent that I am an investor in Fundrise. So that's one of the ways. Another way is Real Estate Investment Trust, known as REITs. Now, these are companies that own and manages, hopefully, income-producing real estate. And they own office, apartment complexes, warehouses, hospitals, shopping centers, hotels, things like that. And in most cases, you could get into a REIT by buying one share. I bought my first share when I started getting into real estate, like in 2007, 8, 9, around there. I think it was in 2010, give or take, I bought my first real estate stock, a REIT, which is called Cousins Properties. I think the symbol is CUZ. And most REITs, and most of these REITs, if not all, they do pay dividends, right? Now, some people are going to say, oh, that's not really real estate, that's paper. But you know what? Don't let anyone talk you out of it. You could buy one share for $20, $30, $50. You know, if you don't have the 20% down or the 10% down. You know, so don't let anyone talk you out of it. And Warren Buffett once said that when you buy a stock, you're owning a piece of a company. Think about it. When he said that, and when I heard him say that, I was like, wow, you know, I never thought about it that way. You are owning a piece of a company. It could be 0.0000001%, but you know what? At least you're part of it. That's all I could say. So think of it that way. Now, let's go to owning a home. Like I said before, for most Americans, owning their own home is that dream, is that American dream. But like I said, if you don't have the 20% down, also, you, in most cases, you got to have a 700-plus credit scores. And banks could turn you down. And when the pandemic hit in, I think it was early 2020, March or April, Chase Bank raised their credit score to 700, a minimum. And there's a lot of people that don't have that type of score. So just think about that. So if you ever thought about an FHA, FHA is Federal Housing Administration, and they provide mortgages, right? And the FHA allows as little as 3.5% down, and you could own up to 4 units. Live in one and rent out the other 3. But this has to be your primary residence, so please follow the law. And I think you have to live in it for a year and a day. If I could be wrong, that it might have changed, but again, you could always look that up. So the FHA insures these loans on single family, multifamily, like I said, 1 to 4 units in the United States. And it's the largest insurer of residential mortgages in the world. And they've been around since 1934. Now, here's the criteria to qualify for FHA loan. You got to have a credit score of at least 580 to get the 3.5% down. That's not bad, 580. Listen, bad things happen to good people. People lose jobs. Bills come unexpected. It just happens. But if your score is between 500 and 579, in other words, under 580, then you're going to need 10% down. Mortgage insurance premiums is required. Again, you can talk to FHA lender about that. Now, the debt to income is 43%, which means that if you have a $1,000 credit card, you should not be over the $430 credit limit or credit usage. Now, some lenders prefer 30%. So if you have a $1,000 credit card and you have $300 spent, they're okay with that. But FHA, they're okay with less than 43%. And like I said before, it has to be a primary residence. You have to show that you have steady income and proof of employment. And like I said before, it's 1 to 4 units. So in the show notes, I'll put down all the information on FHA lenders. Now think of it. If you get a 4-unit property and you live in one, rent out the other 3, my suggestion is try to find a handyman in that area that could do all your fixing. Unless you want to do it yourself, that's up to you. But if you have a full-time job, I don't know where you're going to find the time. But if you want to do this and save the money, then do it yourself. I think that's the way to go. But if you can't, think about hiring a handyman. Give each of those tenants the handyman's number and let him or her do the repairs, send you the bill, make sure you pay it, make sure you got the receipts and keep it. Also, I suggest hiring a loan servicing company, and some charge like $35 per unit. So if you have 3, that'll be what, $105? I think that's a small price to pay to have someone collect the payments for you. Unless you want to go to apartment to apartment on the first of every month and collect it. So that's up to you. So there are ways to get into real estate. I think FHA is one of the best platforms out there. Believe me, I'm considering it. Like I said, I bought my first REIT in, I think, 2011, 12, give or take. I bought my first property in 2017, September, and I used cash. But, you know, at that time I had the money, and it was only $8,000 that I purchased it for. So hopefully this will help you. You know, definitely consider FHA if you can. You know, think of it. Even if you get a duplex, then you got someone paying half your mortgage. You know what I mean? But man, think of it. If you get 3 units, maybe these 3 could pay your mortgage and you don't have to come out of pocket, except maybe for taxes and properties insurance. So think of it. Again, on the show notes, I'll put all the information I can, how to find FHA lenders, and I'll put the criteria for qualifying. And then you could also look it up yourself. So I think this is a good way, you know, or buy a REIT. What the hell, you know, you could buy a REIT for like I said, 20, 30 bucks, some even cheaper, depending on how old is the company. So anyway, guys, I hope you find this information useful. Again, I'll put everything down in the show notes. My name is Willie Morales. If you go to peertopeerrealestate.com, that's peer2peerrealestate.com. Check out our past shows and check out our blog. Also, please go to Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe, leave a review. Tell us how we can make this show better. And before I go, guys, just a couple of more things. Do not give up on your dreams. Fight for it, guard it, protect it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And I really believe if you keep the momentum going, good things will happen. On behalf of Peer-to-Peer Real Estate, I'm William Morales. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and please stay safe. Bye.